Yeah, they always have the square dancing and round dancing and things of that sort.
Is that a fairly popular?
Yeah, square dance was very popular back in them days and still is, I guess.
Ask you a few other kinds of things. Oh, say a building that's just for books, they call that the
library.
And, say if you're a stranger, you know, when you come into town, you're going to stay overnight, where might you stay? You stay at the
Hotel or motel.
You want to say to see a, want to go see a movie or something, you go down to the
theater.
Did they ever have a theater here in Fort Ogden?
Not in Fort Ogden, Arcadia was.
Close.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had to go, have an operation, you'd go into the
Hospital.
Is there a hospital in Arcadia?
Yeah, got a good one, I think.
Oh yeah, I mean, you told me yesterday about Dr. McSwain. I've heard a lot about it.
Have you?
The doctor, yeah. I heard they had done some work with the Indians down there too.
Yeah. Dr. Mack, now he's a historian too. He said that he's Indian. And
somebody told me he was the only white man to see some kind of, is it a green corn festival or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know whether it was him or his daddy, but I guess it was his daddy probably. Yeah.
Say, in the hospital you'd be taken care of by the doctor and the
nurses.
Up in Arcadia like that, where you have a courthouse, what do you call it? The area around the courthouse where you have the grass and trees, you call it?
Courthouse grounds.
What about an area, like how we have grass and trees in the city, but you don't have a courthouse on there? What do they use?
Well, that's usually the park.
Before they had buses, maybe you went to Tampa, before they had buses, what kind of public transportation
were
they
in? Well, we went mostly on a train in the early days. That was about the only mode of transportation.
Did they have anything in the city? What might you have ridden on?
Street cars. Yeah.
They still have those there?
Well, no, not in Tampa, but they do have them around. They got some in New Orleans, I understand. In fact, I rode some in New Orleans over there one time. I think they still got them. San Francisco, I guess, has got a street or two with them.
Yes, and say, you might tell a driver, well, the bus in X corner is where I
get off.
Say you wanted to walk around over. You wanted to go from, say, this point to this point, and you didn't go like this, but you went like that. You'd say you walked.
Walked across, there's a crow flies, straight across.
Candidate that he's running for office, and he wants the judges to get tougher with the criminals and the police to crack down on crime. He says he's for what? He's for law.
Law enforcement.
Say before, before they had the electric chairs, how were murderers dealt with? They were
for the what?
Before they electrocuted murderers. Murderers were what? They were
electrocuted, I guess.
And before that, what were they?
Hang. Yeah.
How long did they had the electric chair and all in Florida?
I don't know. It's been quite a while. And I understand that the governor's going to sign a death warrant now within 30 days for some of the people that's on death row. And they hadn't signed one since 60-something, 62, I believe, or something like that. But he's fixing to sign one now within 30 days.
Probably not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Listening to things like that kidnapping
of
that girl.
Oh my, terrible thing. And somebody kidnapped three of them, and killed them.